poll, Nikki Haley catches Ron DeSantis, ties for second place in New Hampshire. By Hannah Blow on September 7, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is now tied for second place with former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in New Hampshire, according to a recent NMB research poll. As is consistent with other surveys, former President Donald Trump is dominating the GOP primary in the Granite State, up 37 points with 47% support. Haley has caught up with DeSantis, as both presidential hopefuls now tie for second place with 10% support each. To add to DeSantis's concerns, both anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie are just 2 points behind, with 8% support each. No other candidate listed received over 5% support. The survey was taken August 25 to 31, 2023, among 800 likely Republican presidential primary voters in New Hampshire. It has a +/3.46% margin of error. It coincides with several other New Hampshire surveys showing DeSantis failing to make strides in the early primary state. An Echelon Insights survey released in August, for instance, found DeSantis dropping to fourth place in the Granite State, in the single digits with 9% support. An Emerson College survey released in August also found DeSantis failing to see any positive movement in New Hampshire, falling to third place behind Trump and Christie, with 8% support, again, in single digits. DeSantis's failure to see a boost in the polls in states such as New Hampshire comes despite the fact that his campaign, as well as the pro-DeSantis super PAC, are focusing primarily on the first three states, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Iowa. Related, Trump on DeSantis, he's crashing badly, will be superseded in second place. We want to reinvest in the first three, never back down spokesperson Aaron Perrine told NBC News amid reports that the PAC has ceased door-knocking operations in Super Tuesday states. We see real opportunities in the first three. The first three are going to set the conditions for the March states, Perrine added. Tuesday's Real Clear Politics, RCP, average showed Trump up by an average of 31 points in the Granite State.